Like,
welcome everybody to the third episode of the Unrivaled NRD, or how we like to call it, the Unrivaled Nerd. I'm your host Daniel Roman, here with
Ryan Gracie,
Ryan Thalen, and we're here to talk about conspiracy theories.
We're just missing Nathan today.
Yeah, we're missing Nathan. He's sick, I assume, because it was cold yesterday, or he's lazy and didn't come. Either way, the show must go on.
What should we start with?
Nathan's theory.
Oh my god.
That humans came from a different planet, got dumbed down, and then had to restart
everything. Oh yeah, that whole thing, that whole spiel about.
I think we owe it to him to talk about it.
I don't think he deserves that.
Yeah, I think that. I think we have a decency level of conspiracy theories that are like somewhat like believable, and that one just falls way below the mark of.
I think believable. That like confirms that he's a flat earther.
Yeah, I genuinely believe he thinks that the earth is flat. Probably thinks that, you know.
Like the other day when we tried recording this the first time, he was talking about it like jokingly, and I was like, it's like, you know, like I was getting hints that he was actually one, but he was like trying to hide it.
Right, right. Like he was ashamed of his flat earth believances. Is that even a word? Believances?
No. I don't believe so.
I don't believe.
No, I don't think so.
All right, what about DIA?
Oh, that whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it. I just know that, like,
Ryan, you were
spooky,
looking at
tunnels underground. No one knows what it's all about.
Yeah, it's supposedly, like, a doomsday bunker, I guess.
Right.
Nothing too crazy. Just like, weird paintings and...
Right, right. Like that German soldier with stabbing.
Like, creepy, just... an eerie feel about it,
right.
But it's like
it's just doomsday bunker. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it, guys. It was probably like part of like the New World Order type thing, and just, now they're just like, oh, doomsday bunker, right? Right.
Yep.
It's believable. How about, do we believe in aliens, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah,
but
we talked about that last time.
What do you believe in aliens?
I said that there's other life forms. I don't think, I mean, obviously.
That's what an alien is.
Right, but I don't think it's like what we depict as an alien.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but.
I think it's completely different than what we think is an alien. Like, American Dad, like Roger, probably not, doesn't look like Roger or like.
I feel like, yeah. I think that all of our.
It's probably just some like flower or something.
Yeah, all of our. Like human depictions of aliens are like human-like.
Yeah, human-like, green or gray. But why should it be like a rainbow-colored blob?
Yeah, with like insane, like mental capacity.
Yeah, and it's like just or like have you guys ever watched Rick and Morty?
No, not really.
Have you ever watched Rick and Morty?
What are you referring to?
The one episode where they find the nebula cloud.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
super smart, and his name is, and then Morty calls him Fart.
Yeah.
And then he goes by, oh no, Rick calls him Fart, or one of them calls him Fart, and then that's his name for like the rest of the episode, and it's just a cloud that's like way smarter than like anyone, and that's like their version of an alien in that certain episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why should it just be like something like that?
Yeah, I feel like if that happened, I feel like scientists would be like, they wouldn't be able to like understand it.
Right.
Like, how is a cloud like...
How's a cloud smarter than me, man?
I have a Harvard degree.
Have a Harvard degree, dude. How's this cloud able to just do everything I can, but way quicker and less expensive? Yeah, I honestly, I think there is some other life form. I don't think it looks like anything like what we've ever depicted. Probably going to be like some weird, over-the-top, just crazy figure thing.
Yeah, but you never know.
Or right. Exactly. Or it could just be like a regular human being that's like an alien.
I mean, a
shapeshifter.
Yeah. If we're looking for
what if we've
environments
lived among
like Earth, what?
What if we lived among aliens and we just don't know it? One like, day. What if there's like shapeshifters? Like,
oh,
right here, dirt, like in Earth, like present
interdimensional,
time.
Maybe.
Yeah, like on some crazy stuff like that.
It's pretty spooky.
And then you fall in love with someone. And then they're like, I have to tell you something, but I have to kill you if I tell you. And then you're just like, oh, that's all right. All right.
It's a little sad, so.
Well, yeah, at least you knew. Like, when you died, like, you knew that there were aliens. Couldn't tell anybody.
You couldn't tell anyone, right? But, I mean, depending on what you believe in, you might be able to tell someone in the afterlife.
Maybe people in the afterlife are trying to tell us that there's aliens, and we just don't know it yet.
Probably.
Like poltergeist type thing.
It's a little depressing that we're probably not going to see aliens in our lifetimes.
Is it depressing?
Yeah, it's really depressing.
I mean, what if they're like savages? Just straight up hunger-ridden savages, and they just, like, instead of, like, peaceful,
okay,
we come in peace type, holding your four fingers apart. Like, what if they're not like that? What if they're just, like, brutal killing machines, and then they just come in and, like, wipe us out? I feel like at that point, I'd rather not meet an alien.
I still think it'd be a great thing to experience. Being like,
oh, yeah.
Holy cow, like, we're not the only ones.
Yeah, wow, it's an alien.
We can learn so much. I mean,
hey, what is
us
doing
being
with
us,
that
we
gun?
Probably start, like, genocide against them. And
yeah, I was
other
saying, like,
things.
We're somehow going to mess it up. Like,
and then
aliens
be, like,
come.
Human rights
type thing.
Yeah, like, start cutting them open and stuff. Like, we need to test on these things. Like, they're, like, living things, too. And
yeah.
And then you come
but
in
what if we can't? What if they're not peaceful whatsoever and they just start shooting and
Avengers type stuff?
Avengers type stuff, Age of Ultron, and we don't have Avengers.
Dude, don't say that.
Or maybe we do. Right. Maybe
we need
maybe
the time.
Right.
We've had no reason for them to come out.
Right.
If they're there.
Like what if what
they
if
don't
bullets
waste their time with
like
small
Donald
theaters.
Trump?
Yeah, like
build a wall. I mean, they don't care.
They don't comprehend.
They're Republican anyway. I mean, most of them are, I'm sure. But what if our bullets don't do anything to an alien?
They're waiting for the big end of the world to come save us.
What if they just, like, sleep through the job? They're, like, chilling in the lair. They just hear a bunch of, like, alien attacks, and they just, like, look up. They're like, it's fine. They got it. Just take a nap. I could see like someone like Hawkeye doing that. He's such a lazy, lazy hero.
Oh my god, he's not going to be lazy in the next one though.
Oh no, that movie's going to be great. It's sitting at 3 hours long.
Yeah,
I'm so hyped for that movie. I'm also excited for Captain Marvel.
You'd say most excited out of all of them?
No, my favorite superhero is Shazam, but I watching the trailer, it doesn't look that great.
Yeah.
I love the actors, love the cast. It's a great cast. I just don't think it's going to fit the Shazam story well. Captain Marvel is basically was Shazam at one point and then became Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they have my favorite actress playing her, Brie Larson. I absolutely love her. Loved her on Scott Pilgrim vs. World. Loved her in The Room.
Oh, that's what she's
for. Oh, my God. I love her.
That's awesome.
She's the best. So, I think I'm most excited for Avengers Infinity War Part 2. I think I'm
Endgame.
Most excited for that. Endgame? It's called Endgame?
Yeah, it's called
Endgame. Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm most excited for Endgame, then Captain Marvel, then Shazam. I feel like I'm going to be super disappointed. It's going to come out on my birthday, and I'm already a little bit sad about it.
Yeah, I'm excited for Endgame too, but in the first Infinity War, it was a good movie, but it just felt so long.
That's true.
Really?
Like, it felt so dragged out.
I think they just had a lot to show.
Well, yeah, like, you have to show Thanos getting all this stuff, but, like, just, like, all the, like, super emotional scenes, just, I feel like they built up, and it's just, like, it got so long. And then the best scene in the whole movie, I felt like, was when they're fighting all the, like, alien dogs.
We'll call them alien dogs.
Or whatever they were.
I don't even know what the hell they are.
Wait, what scene?
When they're, like,
when
protecting
they're
Wakanda.
Oh.
The hounds. I mean, they look like hounds.
Oh, yeah. There's something that Thanos was cooking.
Or have you guys ever played Gears of War?
No.
Uh-uh.
But I feel like that was the best scene. And, like, it was just so, like, the build-up for that was so long.
Mm-hmm.
That, and then just for them all to die at the end, it was, like, it was a good movie, but it was, like, just really disappointing.
Really?
Knowing that there's going to be a second movie, yeah, but,
right.
like, it was just like, man, that was it, really? Like,
I'm going to have to disagree. I think that movie was...
I thought it
was
pretty
good. I'm not saying it's bad.
Right. No,
I mean,
it was long.
It's one of the top movies on IMDb right now.
It should have won Movie of the Year.
So
Black Panther did not deserve that, or not even a nomination. It was a great movie. Black Panther was a great movie, but it did not deserve a nomination over Avengers. And if it wins I'm going to be really disappointed.
It's just people being woke now.
Woke. Yeah. I think it's that culture of, like, progressiveness.
Yeah,
so we're going to give it to the Black Panther movie, even though it was not that good.
I mean, it was...
Movie of the year good?
No. Nah. Good movie, good, yes.
Good movie, yes. It is a good movie. I would not deny that. Home, it's a great movie. But it does not deserve Movie of the Year award over Avengers Infinity War. Yeah. I think that was by far best movie, best Avengers movie that came out last year.
I guess for me, I'd never read the comics or, like, really dug into, like, the individual superheroes. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, when they're all... Like, I guess, like, all the, like, you'd say, like, the comic book fans or, like, everybody, like, loved that movie. They're like, oh, so good. Like, I never read the comics, never got into that side of Marvel. So it's like, yeah, I'll watch the movies. I think they're good. Like, right. I think the story's good. I like the characters. But it's like, I didn't connect with the movie on the same level that other people could. So I was like, right. You know, like...
Wait, Black Panther or Infinity War?
No, Infinity War.
Wow.
Just because it was so long, it's like,
right.
I can't... Like, I'm not going to go deep diving into it. Like, oh, this scene was so good because there's an Easter egg where he drops something. You know what I mean?
No.
It was like...
Chugging along.
Yeah,
no, I just feel like that, like, some comic book fanatic would be like, oh, you missed this part.
Right.
Well, yeah. I'm not looking for that part. I'm looking for, like, action scenes to keep me entertained.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I happy cried during Infinity War twice. Not like bawling cried.
I probably did too.
But it was like a tear of joy when I saw the Stan Lee cameo.
Uh-huh.
That's always...
Where was he in that?
Always good. He's the bus driver.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
He's like, hey, yeah. Ned, create a diversion.
Create a diversion. And he's like, oh, aliens are gonna kill us.
We're all gonna die.
Or something like that, yeah. And then he's like,
yeah,
really, bro?
That.
Yeah.
And then Stan Lee's like, oh, shut
you
the hell up.
You kids have never seen aliens before?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I've seen that
part,
movie way too many times.
And probably when
you have the time to watch that movie that many times.
I own it.
You own it.
I will watch it all the time. I'll probably watch it again before
right
seeing Endgame.
Yeah, we should have like a viewing party.
We should
do that.
Maybe a couple other Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah, just like the more important chronological ones.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome, dude. I'm so down for that.
I'm so excited to see what Marvel's gonna do,
dude. Yeah,
because they like a lot of the contracts for the actors right now are going to be over after Endgame, but there's some hints for what direction they're...
Right.
Do you know the girl from... oh, my God.
13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
She has a secret role at the moment. No one knows what it is. A lot of people...
The one that...
I think...
The one
Hannah.
That died?
Yeah, Hannah.
Okay. I think she's going to be Tony's...
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people are speculating that she's going to be the daughter of Tony.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that this movie's going to involve a lot of time traveling. Or, like, the use of
quantum realm
with
that's
going
to be such a just mind F. Like, just having to think about it, bro. Like,
I'm so excited. I'm literally so excited for that
Imagine
movie.
Imagine going to watch the movie and then just being so confused you have to watch it again.
I don't care. Take my money, Marvel.
Right?
If it's going to be 3 hours long, I'm going to enjoy the hell out of it. I'm probably going to have to watch it twice.
Yeah.
But it's going to be worth it, though. I think to find all the little Easter eggs, all the little clues.
Oh, yeah, I think this one will definitely be better than Infinity War, though.
Well, yeah, because
it's going to end. It's going to, like,
wrap. It's not the part one.
Right.
Infinity War was just, like, the context
for the second one.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to cut it down a lot more. I think the end time of, like, Endgame is probably going to be around, like, 2 hours and a half or 3 hours. But I don't think it's going to be anything more or less than that. I think if you start cutting out things to, like,
so do they already have it all recorded?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure all the scenes are done. Like, recording, I'm pretty sure.
When is it supposed to come out?
March.
No.
April.
April.
April, really?
Yeah, earlier than last year.
When did last year come out?
I think
in the summer, right?
May,
something like that. No, it wasn't summer. It was definitely,
like,
we were still in school, I remember, because I went as a little group. That's fine. So starting March and April are probably going to be the best 2 months for movies this year.
Which movies are coming out?
We have
Captain Marvel.
I don't know why, but it sounded weird. Captain Marvel, Brie Larson, Shazam. Don't know the name of the actor, but he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Avengers Endgame. Unless it gets delayed.
Spider-Man's before that, or is it after?
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah.
The second part?
Yeah.
Or Far From Home?
Far From Home.
Pretty sure it's
He's
after.
Looking it up.
It should come out after.
You know what? Screw it. Yes, I'm excited for Toy Story 4.
Oh, me too.
Oh, man. That's going to be a great movie. So, guys, you probably...
July, okay.
Yeah, it's going to come out later.
Okay. That's cool.
I don't think it's gonna win though. Year of the movie, movie of the year. I definitely think Endgame is gonna take it this year. And I think I'm excited for Captain Marvel because it's gonna like give us all the context we need for Endgame because she's gonna be there. I lost my stuff when I saw the end credit scene with what's his name? Jamie Lee Fox? Is that his name? Real name?
Who? The S.H.I.E.L.D. guy?
Mm-hmm. What the heck? Ryan, can you look it up? Just look up Jamie Lee Fox. I think that's
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, okay.
Jamie Foxx.
I seriously thought it was him.
No.
How
would you get them mixed up? Jamie Foxx is much younger.
Than who?
Than
Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel
Jackson. Oh, I don't know. I just pictured Jamie Lee Foxx.
It's coming out March 8th.
Anyways, you're talking about when he had...
When he's
a beacon thing.
Yeah, the little beacon thing.
Captain Marvel logo.
And then he's like, stuff. And then drops the... Into ashes. And then, like, it falls. And then the camera slowly pans over it. And then you just see the little crest for Captain Marvel. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, I had fun during that movie.
I'm excited for... Outside of Marvel movies...
Excited for Dumbo, bro.
No.
Live action version of Dumbo? My God.
I think Aladdin would be better.
Aladdin? Yeah. No.
Aladdin was good. And
hold up, there's a new Star Wars?
Yeah, they come out with new Star Wars every year. I'm excited for Star Wars.
Come on, Disney.
Like, whatever you think about it, I think like the new story is kind of cool.
I've never watched a single Star Wars
movie. I think they're pumping them out a little too fast They need to build up some hype.
Well, like, so I think they come out with one, like a new, like the, whatever, chapter 6, episode 6, whatever it is. I can't read Roman numerals. It's cool. I think
That's 6.
Because they release one for, like, the actual story, and then they show, like, the Solo one, or, like, was it Rogue? I don't know the name of the Rogue one, or, like, the one where they, like, showed, like, the context for, like, blowing up the Death Star.
Yeah,
one a lot. I think stuff like that is cool, like, with what they're trying to do with it, because, like, of course, like, the regular movies are cool, but just, like, the context makes it better.
Yeah.
It really, like, makes it whole. And I like what they're doing. Like, not everyone's a Star Wars fan. I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but, like, I'll be excited. Yeah. I'll be excited to go watch it. Like, I enjoy them. I'm not like you guys where it's, like, you have to dissect a lot of parts of movies. Like, everyone's like, oh, this movie is so bad. It's like, come on. If you don't look for all the little things and you just enjoy the movie for, like, what it is.
Cinematography.
Yeah, like, you'll have a good time. You don't need to, for me personally, I don't need to deep dissect everything.
Okay.
I'll just enjoy the movie for the movie. Like, yeah, you go back and be like, oh, well, this meant this and this meant that. Well, it's like.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not too worried about it. I'm just content with how the movie ended up.
That's where we're
like, I'm sure that's how it's going to be for Toy Story 4. Everyone's going to be like, oh, this connected to this piece in Toy Story 2 and Toy Story 3. It's like, I don't care. Like, I'm happy to see the whole thing, like, wrap up.
Uh-huh.
Because, like...
So you're just more interested into, like, the movie rather than, like, the theories. I mean, like, the theories and,
I don't,
like, the...
Yeah, I'll go back and think about it. But, like, during the movie, I'm not going to sit there and beat myself up of, oh, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. I'm here to enjoy the movie and then think about it after.
Mm-hmm.
Like... That's just how I watch movies because everyone's like, oh, all these, like, yeah, I'll admit there's some bad movies. But, like, even the bad movies, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
Unless the acting is just horrible. That's stuff I really don't like is, like, when the acting is bad. But, like, if you say, oh, the story was bad, it's like, just watch the movie for the movie. You don't need to.
Yeah.
To, like.
Yeah, man.
You're not a movie, like, you're not
an expert.
Yeah, you're not an expert. You don't need to be, like.
Dissecting.
Doing the most.
Yeah, I definitely disagree with you there. We watched movies differently. That's all there is to it. I definitely pay a lot more attention to things like that, plot lines and continuity.
Yeah, I'll pay attention to the plot line because that's a part of the movie.
But I probably, like, what I mean by that is I'm more critical about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You probably just watch it for watching it. I watch it just to, like, really grasp and give a a fair review of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why I hate movies like The Cabin in the Woods. Terrible plot, bad acting, terrible overall horror movie. Did not like it one bit. I'm very skeptical with horror movies. I've watched so many and I've like never been impressed, aside from like movies like It. That movie amazing.
Oh, the new one too.
The new one's gonna oh my god.
They're gonna be adults.
That's gonna be great.
Yeah.
And what made It so good was the camera work was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The setting of like the little town, it really painted a picture of this super eerie feeling.
That's how I felt about A Quiet Place too. I felt like that movie
loved that movie.
Like people say it was bad, but like there's no words. Like you have to watch the film.
Oh wait, just kidding. What's the movie with
Bird Box?
The dude from The Office that he made.
Which guy from The Office? Yeah, Quiet Place.
Jim.
Yeah, Quiet Place.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that movie. Thought it was great.
It's alright.
It's alright.
I mean, it's not the best movie, but like it entertained me.
Oh. It's also the first movie he's ever.
Wait. Which one's A Quiet Place? Is it the one where like that kid gets his stuff rocked by like that alien thing when he plays with like the toy ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of
gets his stuff rocked.
he got his stuff rocked. Oh my god. Yeah. That movie's great. Yeah. Okay. I thought for some reason I was thinking of what's that one movie?
Bird Box?
No.
Oh, my God.
It was...
Bird Box was all right, too.
The plot of the movie was essentially they're in this house, and this one blind neighbor starts rocking their stuff.
Oh, because they went in? Because
they went in or something like that.
I never saw the movie, but...
But, okay. I thought you were talking about that. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about now. When he said The Office, dude, I was like, oh, it's that guy. Okay, no, that movie's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. That movie is really good. The
camera work.
The camera was phenomenal. Yeah,
it felt like it built like you never saw the aliens until the end,
mm-hmm. And it just built suspense. Anxiety, yeah, you're just there like, oh my god, is that kid gonna get his stuff rocked again?
Well, it's like because you don't know what's going on. Like,
yeah,
of course,
right.
Like you can't make sound, but like what makes the aliens like. Hate you, and then it like you figure out at the end, and they start like fighting them.
I think Bird Box was like trying to replicate that very like simple concept of
I think
can't use
job.
One of your senses.
Yeah,
it did.
Oh,
a good,
man.
I feel like it did a good job
facts.
Though for a Netflix movie.
No, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I definitely think it was good for its effort.
Right.
I think it was really really good.
Yeah,
but
its origins show a little bit.
Yeah, you can definitely see where like the creativity was inspired from. I think. You look at A Quiet Place and Bird Box, and they're basically identical movies, except for you're switching one sense for another. You can't see in one movie, but you can't speak in the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or make noise.
And I think both movies did a good job. I really enjoyed both movies.
Yeah, they're good.
And
I like the cast in both movies. Phenomenal cast in both.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are great in both movies. Especially the little boy when he gets his stuff rocked.
Gotta have a lot of talent for that.
Bro, oh my god, yeah. You gotta have a lot of talent to get your stuff rocked or like
that. Yeah,
that
kid did get...
I wonder if he did his own stunts.
Oh my god.
He got tackled by some big dude. Just bow,
bow,
for the movie.
But I enjoy movies like that. I think that...
Right.
I think in the future, like, if more movies are made like that where, like, you don't have a sense... Or, like, one sense is taken away from you because of whatever. I feel like people are able to relate to that more.
Yeah.
Like, because, of course, there's scary movies like what you said, where they go in and they
mm-hmm.
try to do whatever to this blind man. Or you're in the woods and you're getting chased
You found a cabin and, oh, my God. And I think the worst part about that movie, I can stand the horror aspect, the bad movie aspect, and the cliche aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand all that. But the plot twist at the very end, when they find out that it was all being controlled by some group of people and they were betting on the people of who's going to die first and who wasn't going to die and what creatures were going to be used, I hated that. I hated the scene when they go into the underground lair and they release all the monsters and the creatures and things like that. Blech. I hate the ending as well. Oh my, they just all die because they couldn't please the gods. They couldn't sacrifice the virgin and the stoner dude. And then they're all dead because of that? You just see, like, some big hand. some big weird hand come out of nowhere and then just and then that's it. Hated that movie. Hated that movie. My God.
I feel like those movies can like scare you from like a jump scare standpoint.
It wasn't even a jump scare.
Well, not even that. Like, but like those movies rely on jump scares. Oh yeah, and, like,
right. They use cheap tactics.
But yeah, and like, but like Bird Box and A Quiet Place, like really, like dig into like your, like primal senses. Right.
Because they don't need to use like, over the top CGI to scare you. They just simply
you
like
need a fog and like a. Like a mindset.
Right, thing. Exactly. They, yeah. I think movies that play to your psychological aspect more than just like, ooh, boo, it's a lot better. That's why it was good, because it had a combination of both. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of jump scares in it.
The clown,
right. But creepy. It also, the clown itself didn't just spook them for stuff and giggles. Yeah, he ship-shifted into each one of their personal fears. Mm-hmm. We see when the black boy is at the butchery,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he opens the door,
all the burning
and then
people.
All the burning people,
yeah.
And then when you see the Jewish kid go into his
with the painting,
the zombie thing,
yeah,
yeah,
that actually got me.
Oh my God, that one was like, God damn. Or
I used to have a painting like that in my house.
You
I was
did?
Like, holy cow! Like this hits home a little too hard.
Or when they're in the garage, or when they're in the garage and they're going through the slides, and then just it starts playing by itself, and then all the kids are like, "What the hell?" Mm-hmm. And then just boo. That one was scary, dude.
Incredible.
Oh my God, that one got me. That one, I'm a little ashamed to say that one got me. That one got me really good.
You did a good job.
Dude, oh my God, I just loved the time period they chose.
Yeah, the time period. It's a great movie. Yeah. I love how relatable the kids were. You have the kid with
amazing
the glasses
cast.
Who like is over the top cussing 24/7.
Yeah.
A little relatable, I would say.
Yeah.
he just basically makes a lot of your mom jokes and things like that.
It has like a true friend group.
Exactly,
right.
Like it isn't just a bunch of like
racial diversity, like just like has that along with like their morals, I guess.
Right.
Home situations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Like it's all relatable. Mm-hmm. I mean, probably not to our like lives itself, but mm-hmm. like to a lot of people that can be really relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's why it's scary.
And that's why it's scary because
I'm excited for the second one.
Like, because when you can relate to the person that's about to get stabbed in the back of the head by a clown, that's a little scary. When they grow up oddly the same way and then you're just like, wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad left to go get cigarettes 27 years ago. Wait, does that mean I'm going to die next? It's like...
It hits home.
It hits home, right.
Yeah.
That movie was really good.
That movie was really good.
I'm going to say, like, I'm not a fan of scary movies. Like, I don't enjoy getting scared. Like, I'll do it sometimes, but like I'm not gonna sit there and be like, hey, I wanna get scared right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But like those movies, like
they're more than a scary movie.
Yeah. It has everything you want in a movie plus the fear
factor.
The horror
mm-hmm. aspect, right. That's why I think some of the best Saw movies were like the super early ones
mm-hmm.
where there was a purpose for the Jigsaw picking these people. It wasn't just I want to kill people. Like, no, like this person was viciously like attacked himself in his life. He got mm-hmm. mistreated for cancer. His wife had to get an abortion because of some druggie mm-hmm. opened the door on her belly. Things like that. The first few Saw movies were really good because it wasn't just gore and like the, ooh, I'm going to put my hand in a chainsaw and hope everything goes well. It was more like they're being punished for something and it works mm-hmm. really well. And then, like, the last two Saw movies, it's all boring.
It's
they just pick random people, put them in weird death traps, and say, here you go, pew pew.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever watch Dexter?
Oh, I love Dexter.
No, I've never seen it.
You should.
It was, yeah, it's good. It's basically the same concept where he's, he works in the police station in Miami, and so he gets to see all the cases that people get away with.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes and finishes the job.
Nice.
And, like, right. He's, like, and it's, like, weird because he's been that way his whole life. Like, he's always had to kill something.
Mm-hmm.
And so his dad trains him to, like,
to have a code.
Yeah, to use his
moral code
moral code to for good.
Right.
And the for good part is punishing people who didn't
get punished.
Yeah. And, like, who somehow finessed the system, and it's like it's a good show. I'd recommend it.
It's really long.
It's really long, and it's like,
I thought it was, honestly, when I, because I've seen like the cover art for it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a, I thought it was like a Hannibal Lecter type show. That's kind
of
why
it's weird, like that's part of his code, like the Saran wrap, like how he has to kill him like a clean kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why like it ticked me off.
He's not gonna go and like
Hannibal Lecter.
No, he's not gonna go and like, by the way, shoot you. He's Hannibal gonna Lecter. He's gonna kidnap you. Right. He's gonna make you know what you did, and then he
puts pictures around them when they're on the table.
Huh.
Like, yeah. This.
I might have to watch that, yeah.
It's great.
If it's on Hulu or Netflix.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay,
all of it, I think.
Then I probably will watch it.
And it's...
Have you guys ever seen How to Get Away with Murder?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Amazing, amazing show. It's on Netflix. I think all three seasons of it right now. The premise of it is there's this teacher that teaches like basic criminology and like lawyer stuff. And she's played by Viola Davis, who is a great actor. She's really good. She was on Fences and on a number of other things. She's won definitely a bunch of awards. And she gets this group of essentially like just weird characters who are all in this lawyer class-esque thing. Mm-hmm. And one day... they get selected, like six or seven of them get selected to be part of like the special group that she's gonna mentor and things like that. And they kill someone, like off the bat. I'm gonna be easy on the spoilers in just case anyone wants to watch it. And like the premise says, Viola Davis, the teacher, teaches them how to get away with murder. So like from what the rest of the show is them essentially finding a way to get away with the person they killed. And along the way, they kill a bunch of other people. It's a really good show.
Sounds pretty good.
It's really, like, suspenseful at some points.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. Definitely worth a watch. Okay. For anyone that's interested as well. Really, really good show. A lot of eerie parts, a lot of, like,
Dexter, the same way. Mm-hmm. I feel like that show is really good, too, because... besides the fact that it's like a somewhat scary show,
right,
and there's like the factor that he's always killing people, it's like the main part, or like the main conflict, is really good because he works at the police station.
Yeah.
His sister works there too. And he has a great relationship with his sister, so he has to hide it from his sister and the rest of the department.
And still
have to fulfill his need to kill people.
Jesus.
And he's a blood spatter analyst.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. And then, no spoilers, but like it gets really tense because people start having suspicions. Mm-hmm. And it makes it really hard for him to do what he needs to do.
Yeah. Right, right.
And then goes from there.
I love how the topic was conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we really... sidetrack.
It's fine. I mean, it's kind of the whole spiel of our podcast. Yeah,
pretty much.
I think that's about it.
I think that's... Yeah. So, that's all the time we have for this week's episode. Again, I've been your host, Daniel Roman.
And Ryan Gracie.
Ryan Thalen.
Signing out.